You're now tuned in to RadioDR.co.za.
Hey, it's
about that time.
It's party time from the Culture Swan on RadioDR.co.za. What's up? It's your girl Party Time on the second episode of The Cultured Swan from RadioDR.co.za. Again, my name is Party Time and we're here to have some fun. Joining me today and for future episodes is my brother, my partner in crime, Wang Shelly Bele. Mzama Mahlobo, how you is, bro?
What up, what up, what up? It's the dragon. I'm yep, here to spit yep, hot yep. fire.
Yes, he likes to call himself the dragon. How do you feel?
I'm awesome, bro. I'm awesome. Thank you so much for having me on.
Away.
It's good to be here.
Away. So, Mzama, you're into business, right?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, so can you just, like, give me a taste, you know?
Okay, right now we're working on a charging solution for cell phones at restaurants mm-hmm. and at events and parties. We'll be coming out with our first event stand in the next month. Catch us on the 24th of August at live events. As my previous guest has said, Jay Styles, yes. Shout out my boy. And we're working on another secret project that will hopefully be part of the Tourism Act in South Africa as a whole, but KZN to begin with.
Oh, wait, and so hopefully deeply rooted is a wee shooter.
Of course, of course.
Oh, wait, our guest today is digital marketing student from Vega, Mike Dimba.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm Gucci.
So Mike is like our childhood friend, aren't you?
Unfortunately,
it's cooler so bad, Billy, bruh. No, Mzamo
again. Shout out to Chief Mkwanza.
Hectic. And Pluto's. Remember Pluto's, dude?
Pluto's in hard, though.
Yo. So, anyway, our drink of the day today is Ibells. Guys, this bottle, Ngathengelwa Ngomemulo Wami by Uzama Gajeni Ndlovu. Shout out, girl. Away. Cheers, guys. Cheers. Yes. So moving on, today's episode focuses on how we promote or advertise ourselves or like our work successfully. But I just want to say, Klampanzwanga, mina iletuzan, my first episode reached 97 views, 18 likes and 7 comments. Although I reached and exceeded my goal of 50 views, but I still want to continue promoting and getting people to visit my page. So I'm here with Mike and Mzamo to talk about hustling for support for isn't in Nixona, you know, like how to promote yourself and like how to get people to push your work. So let's jump on it.
Mike, do you want to take this?
I really want to go after you.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, just like drop that knowledge.
No. You can go first and then I could guide, you know. I'm the elder.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Oh, I don't know.
Promoting Mike, pillow and I to enter. I'm an event at school in a week.
I do.
Yeah, so let's start there.
That like Tinran party that I never got introduced to.
That we never got invited to.
Everybody was invited. First of all, it was on my gram. My Instagram. Let me try not PS Chris Crew.
And then what's involved is betrayal, Mike. It's betrayal.
Not betrayal. When you see it and you comment on it and I say, come, how is that betrayal? Yeah, but anyway, in terms of that, it was just like a school thing. Because I don't know if you know, I'm a part of SRC, Eskolen.
Aich?
Yeah, we're trying. Well, after a lot of years, they just put you in that position. So
yeah.
After a lot of years. How long have you been there?
Literally.
It's my third year as a first year.
So what was the process? Like, how do you go about to promote yourself, like promote that event and get the people to actually come and like support and also comment on your damn like post, bruh?
I need
those comments.
Like, it goes with, like, you know, we have a school Instagram page, and then we have, like, a campus Instagram page that's run by us as the SLP SRC. So that's where people see, like, the daily news of, like, what's going on campus today. Like, if you're not feeling like coming to school, you go to that page and see, good, yes, there's Red Bull on campus. Let me go there and then just have a Red Bull and go to my class or whatever. Like the other day, we also did yoga. We promote basically everything on that page. Yeah, we had a yoga day on Thursday.
It's a lot of privilege, bro.
Dude, what the hell?
Are you doing yoga at school? What are they paying for, Gandhi? Huh? What are they paying for?
It was a free yoga lesson. Okay. It was a free yoga lesson. The thing you go to, you bring people in, you promote them, and it'll be like, if you do us the solid, we'll do you the solid.
Away. You
know, so what was the solid in return, if you don't mind me asking?
Just people got to experience yoga so that all those people got that free, like a free trial lesson.
Okay.
So then now, even being a student at Vega, you get a discount if you go to that company and do their yoga. So,
you know, it
was hand in hand. They got like a few people coming over and it was dope for them.
Manju Enzi do yoga.
I did not do yoga. I was busy with Mandela Day things.
Oh, wait.
Speak a little bit about that, bro. What did you do for 67 minutes?
Me, personally, we were too busy worrying about the yoga day, so we didn't really think about Mandela Day until it was the day before. So somebody came up with this idea where there's like this big glass wall. There's this big glass wall once you walk into campus, right, or one of the buildings. So there, instead of like 67 minutes, because nobody was going to do that, everybody's still stressing first week getting the stuff in order. We're like, we got post-its or sticky notes. You put a sticky note up on the wall, and as you walk by, you see like a nice message.
Okay.
So you write a nice message and then you also read all the other ones. You laugh. It was
nice. Yo, guys, I didn't do anything for 67 minutes. I sat outside waiting for my boss to open for 67 minutes. That's what the hell I did.
Like throughout the year, though, have you done anything?
Guys, like, no, I'm the one asking questions here.
Can you tell us a little bit about
something genuine?
I'm sure I have, people. But like, you know, when you do nice things, you don't even realize that you're
actually
doing nice
party time, and I've been making breakfast for the North crew. Shout out to the North crew,
I'm a queen. Yeah,
for a bit now, we have not been invited to any breakfast. Just saying, whoever's listening.
So yeah, guys, Mzamo, do you want to add on to like how to support your friends and the things they do?
More than anything, if you're going to be in business or if you're going to be in anything that needs support, the first people that should be in line to support you are your friends and family. If you're selling a product, they should be willing to buy the product for the full price without discounts.
Hey, ngobuya bazi bayathanda discount
abantu. Ka Gucci abanayo bese discount ukuthi amazi umuntu odayisayo. You know, but we have this very bad habit of always asking to ask someone that's selling or doing something for you, a service or a product, to always ask them to lower their price.
Yeah.
You know, when someone's starting off, they really need all the sense that they can get. So, like, if you are lowering the price, you're denting that person's stride, like, to move forward.
Yeah.
You know, because they've priced that product or that service based on all the things that have gone into the final thing, the final service or the final product. So first and foremost, please stop asking for discounts. Secondly, support without favors being asked in return, you know what I mean? Just buy the thing or use the service, you know, and then promote it on your socials. It's free.
It is free.
Literally, like free. I always see like those memes. Like the freest way, like the cheapest way to support someone. Just
retweet.
And they're like, why do I have to beg you? Like literally, some people had to beg them, or some people often buy message personally for them to actually do that thing. Yeah, like if it's there, do it, bruh. Just be kind.
If I'm shining and my product is shining, or my service is shining, we all win.
Yeah.
Because that's one of us out of a rut.
Out of song being in, you know, yeah.
It's one of us that's out there actually making something of themselves. And if we use the ladder system, if I'm up, you're coming up with me, you know? That's another thing, you know. Please. You got no more, bruh.
Lol.
Share, subscribe. Do everything that you can.
Literally.
Because we do the same for you. We know the hustle is hard.
Yeah, and it is. Anyway, so guys, I like to have fun, you know, it's part of time. So I'm gonna direct these questions to Umzam. Are we playing truth or drink?
Ooh. Someone's getting wasted.
And these are just for you. Mike and Gez Agwen. So Mzamo, have you ever been... Okay, wait. Let me first explain the game.
Yeah, please explain the game.
So I'm going to ask you a question. If you want to answer, you can. If you don't, you take a sip of your drink.
All right.
So first question. Mzamo, have you ever been arrested?
No.
Why do I find that hard to believe?
You're so hesitant. You had like a young pause there.
No. Okay, I'll explain. I'll explain, right? So what happened was, straight after my accident, the silver car, right?
Yeah.
So straight after the accident, we had a little tiff with the police because they wanted to take the car. Someone wanted to take the car, and I wouldn't allow them. And so the police came. And they also wanted to take the car. And I was like, no, we'll wait for insurance to take the car because that's what the instruction was, right? So there was a little hint of tequila in my breath. This is like a couple of years back now. They can't arrest me for this. So there was a hint of tequila in my breath, right? And the cops smelt it, but they couldn't now, in that situation, grab me and breathalyze me. So they scared me. They had a scared straight moment with me. They put me in the back of the van and then they let me out.
Guys, it's like me. Yes, yeah. But it wasn't with a car. We got caught with weed at the La Lucia Park.
Dude, you know our parents are going to be listening to this, right?
Dude.
I'm just snitching on yourself.
It has to come out eventually.
Bro.
And they like scared us. It was myself and my friend. I won't mention her. And
keep it safe.
Yeah, and we literally were thrown into the back seat of the car. But then we went to the police station, Lenga Senotut, and they like played. They made it seem like they were gonna book us in. But then the chick there was like, "Nah, dude, it's 5 o'clock. I'm out."
Dude.
So then they didn't book us in, and they just gave us a long lecture about why we're smoking and all that jazz. So,
but
yeah.
I think it's also like a thing of privilege, bro. It's like, you know, if it was a dude. That and I'm sorry to sound like a snob, but like if it was someone that didn't speak like we do in that situation, when I was telling them, "Yo, bro, like you can't move my car because insurance is not here."
Yeah, you know what I mean.
If it wasn't someone that was speaking like that, I believe that it would have turned out a different way.
We've all seen it though.
You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, guys, it was the tears. I'm not going to lie. The tears probably made them softer because we were crying. Nonsense. We were crying. Away. So, question number two. What's your favorite porn category?
Porn is a mood thing, bro. Like, sometimes you want to see some white girls. Sometimes you want to see some fat asses, nigga. I don't know. So, like, it's a lot, B. It's a lot.
But what's, like, the first one that you go to when you, like, K porn?
But that's what I'm saying. Is that sometimes I want to see some fat ass. Sometimes, you know. But I will say this, hey. My favorite, like, in the past month.
Recently, yeah.
Yeah. Would have to be interracial, bro.
Hectic.
I don't know why, but like that's where I'm at right now. that's my energy right now.
Is it like a specific layer into your
like black and like white?
White. No, girl, definitely or? Black guy. I gotta see myself in it. No, I gotta see myself in it, bro. I can't. White guy and a black woman. That's apartheid, nigga. That's slavery. You know that we've seen that.
Yeah.
I want to see myself in this. I want to see a representation of myself in the porno.
Hectic. Mm. Oh, wait. And then name a sex position you haven't tried.
Damn, you gotta bring out Kama Sutra for that, nigga. I don't know what I haven't tried.
Niggas been doing the most.
Shit. No, I don't know. Like, I'd have to see, like, all the moves that
hectic.
They are. And I could ask you the same question. You wouldn't have
an answer. No, I've never tried. I'm never going to.
Well, okay. I think we should move on from this.
Name one thing I do that annoys you.
Oh, breathe.
Ha.
I'm kidding.
You guys are so tense.
Dude.
You annoy me, and everything that I like about you is everything that annoys me as well. that's literally our relationship, though. Like, When I bust into your room and I start breaking down, that could be funny on one day, and on another day, it'll annoy the fuck out of you.
Yeah, it annoys the fuck out of me all the time.
So,
question number five. How many people have you slept with?
Oh, shit.
Take a sip, bro. Take a sip, bro. Don't blame yourself.
I was gonna stick with two.
You're probably number. Like in this week it's two.
Don't make me out to be a whore. My mom's gonna listen to this. What the hell?
I really care. You gotta know that whore is life.
Number six. What was the last lie you
only
told
five
me?
Questions?
No, there's 10.
Oh, man.
A lot of questions.
What was the last lie you told me?
That I wasn't tapping that person that she said I was tapping. That was the last lie I told you. And that was like 2 days ago.
Oh, wait. Number seven. When did you lose your virginity?
Shit. Okay, like, okay, so a guy loses his virginity twice.
What?
Yeah, that is, it's true. It's a scientific fact. And because you sleep with the girl once, and they're the first girl you ever sleep with. Cool.
And it's overrated.
And it's, and it's usually an older chick. Like in my case, probably Sila as well. It's usually an older chick, and she's like walking you through the whole thing. And then, like, that's your virginity broken from, like, you know, the first encounter of sex.
Yeah.
And then, like, you break your virginity with, like, someone that you found yourself to fuck. Right?
Yeah.
So there's two of those. So the first one, I think it was, like, 16. And then the second one, well, it was close after that. It was, yeah. it was close. So it was before my birthday.
Yeah.
And then like
after your birthday.
After my birthday.
Must be nice. Number eight. Number eight. Name one friend you would date.
A chick.
Yes.
Or a guy. We don't judge.
Well, we all progressive. Yeah.
Good one.
Name one. I ain't game. You think I'll play?
Okay. Number nine. What type of girl are you looking to date?
To be honest, I actually don't know. Like, I don't know.
You can tip your wash.
Dude, girls, for as long as she's cool, I'm there. Once she goes psycho, I'm out. that's the honest truth. You feel the same way, Mike.
I feel you.
Number 10. If you had to name your daughter after your sister, which sister would it be?
Oh, that is just detrimental.
That's below the belt.
All our relationships.
That's below the belt.
I'm just going to take a sip. I love both my sisters. I would never choose.
Good answer.
I give them both their names.
Yay.
It's just a matter of which name would come first.
Ooh. The oldest.
Stop it. Away. Well done, Zamo.
Dude, am I done with my drink? What the hell's going on here?
Another one. Mike, over to you. No. You're not playing truth or drink.
What am I playing?
I'm just asking you multiple choice questions. So, but it's acronyms. You know what an acronym is, right?
I know what an acronym is.
Okay, cool. So you need to figure out what these acronyms mean. Question one.
Yeah.
In the military, AWOL stands for absent without blank. I'm going to give you your multiple choice answers. Limit, that's A. License, that's B. Location, that's C. Or leave, that's D.
Can you repeat those real quick?
AWOL.
AWOL, yeah.
Stands for absent without limit or license or location or leave.
I'm pretty sure it's leave.
You're right. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Question two. True or false? The word laser is an acronym.
I wouldn't know, but let me say false.
True. It stands for
what?
It stands for light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
Where does the Z come in there?
What?
It said laser. I didn't hear a Z.
What? Laser has an S.
Wow. Dude, what?
So sad. I thought laser had a Z. I felt like laser was a Z my whole life.
I was like, I'm
like,
what? Laser Z.
I've been spelling laser with a Z my whole life.
Really?
My whole life.
What?
Hectic. Question three. When replying to an invitation, the term RSVP is based on words in what language? English, Spanish, French, or Latin?
Guys, this is general knowledge.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm going to say English.
Nah, B. It's French. Respondez Sylvester Plait. Something like that.
That is not how it's said. That is not.
It doesn't matter, but that, like, it's French, okay? Question four. GPS technology for navigation stands for blank positioning system. Geographical, general, global, or guidance?
Geographical.
Global.
I feel so dumb now.
Okay, let me find an easier one for you.
How many questions do you have?
10.
And why can't I play truth or drink? This is so hard.
Nah.
I feel like you've gotten worse than me.
Favoritism. In banking, ATM stands for A, application for transfer money, B, artificial trading machine, C, account transit method, or D, automated teller machine?
It's the fourth one, I think.
D.
D.
Good boy. Look at you. Okay. R&B music stands for rock and bass, rhythm and blues, reggae and beats, or romance and ballads.
The funny thing about that is that my whole life, I just came up with my own words for R&B. I used to, like, in my mind it stood for rhythm and bitches.
What? Dude, in my mind, that's the best shit I've ever heard in my life. Rhythm and bitches.
Really, if you look on my phone, I've got
R. Kelly needs a new sidekick, bro. Rhythm and bitches.
If you look on my phone, my R&B playlist
is rhythm and bitches. Hectic. That's cool.
But I'm going to go for rhythm and blues.
Ah, way. Well done. Yeah, but rhythm and bitches.
It goes harder, though.
Kelly needs you right now, bro.
Dude. So I'm always seeing Lizzie and Ghana wearing NASA tops. And I always wonder, do they know what NASA stands for?
I'm not those kids.
I've got the crew here.
You like putting me on the
Does NASA stand for A, National Air and Space Agency, B, National Association of Space Astronauts, C, National Astronomical Study Administration, or D, National Aeronautics and Space Administration?
I think it's between the first and the fourth one.
Nigga, you need to give me an answer.
I'm a hot though. I'm a warm.
I don't know. You're mild, yeah.
I'm gonna go for the first one.
It's the last one. You watch sports, hey?
I don't.
Fuck. I'm gonna ask you anyway because you're a nigga.
No, don't do that to me. Nah, like, okay. If you're playing 30 seconds even, like, sports, that's not my niche.
Okay, cars.
Worse.
Come on, Mike, you're lying
I'm
now.
I'm not a regular nigga.
Also, this is sexist, by the way.
It is. It really
bro,
is.
Bro, I'm going to ask you about sports. I'm going to ask you about cars, because you're a guy. Nonsense.
Come on.
It's fine. It's my show.
Okay. Okay. Well, bars. Okay. We'll take the bars.
Okay, cool. We'll take those bars. Okay, I'll ask you the last one. Last one. What does CIA stand for? Criminal Investigation Agency, Chief Investigative Authority, Covert Intelligence Administration, or Central Intelligence Agency?
D.
Oh, look at you. You see, he is a boy.
Wow. Wow.
So any shout outs, Mike?
Not really.
How, dude?
I like to be by myself.
Oh, wait. Do you want to tell people where they can find you, maybe? Social media?
You can find me on the gram at ordinarymike_ or WhatsApp.
Ordinary, come gap.
Huh?
Ordinary, come gap.
I'm very ordinary at being extraordinary.
So somebody, how are they going to find you on WhatsApp without your number? Are you going to drop it?
Just DM me on the gram. I'm open to all.
Oh, Mzamo, any shout-outs where people can find you?
Usually you'll find me to my own devices in the north.
In the north.
Either at Porter's or at Johnny Bones Bar. Shout out to Johnny Bones Bar. Bring back the fucking special, damn it.
Also, Wednesdays is karaoke night.
Wednesdays is karaoke. You'll catch me in party time, busting notes.
Stop
busting
it.
Notes, bro.
Party time outside.
Stop. Really I'm indoors, bro.
Party time outside.
Yeah.
On the gram, you'll find me at Sir Spanks-a-Lot. It's Sir_Spanks-a-Lot.
Wait, does anybody actually call you that?
Yeah. A couple of some old flames.
Melanated.
Hectic.
Or? No. It would never be some melanated people calling me Sir Spanks-a-Lot.
Exactly.
You know how it goes.
You dip in the water.
You gotta dip and dab sometimes.
Dip and dab, dip and dab.
Dude, you know how it goes. In the north at party time. If you see party time, you'll probably see me.
Oh, wait. So, closing off. Ladies and gents, you know what they say. Some fun things gotta come to an end. Please, please, please don't forget to visit and follow our social media pages at Deeply Rooted Durban on all platforms and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Deeply Rooted Durban, to catch more fun-filled podcasts and videos. Make sure to catch the show on demand on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube. You can find me on Instagram, _ShiniBengu_. It's been fun with the cultured swine, but it's your party time and the dragon gotta go. Bye. That's it. Hey.
Hi, it's about that time. It's party time from the cultured swine on Radio DR.co.za.
Hi.